Nevada Public Radio. This is the Daily Rundown. I'm Xander Pippin. In its proposed rate adjustment application, Southwest Gas says it needs to increase rates in order to cover more than $71 million in current operating costs. That would amount to an increase in monthly gas bills for single-family residences by roughly 8% in northern Nevada and 15% in southern Nevada. The consumer session is a chance for ratepayers to voice concerns about those proposed changes before the commission takes final action to approve them or not. The commission says they are rescheduling the consumer session to later this summer in order to find a larger venue in anticipation of more people attending and commenting. The move comes about a week after ratepayers spent hours complaining to commissioners at a similar meeting about NV Energy's plan to move to a peak demand rate structure. Some attendees spent hours outside in the heat in an effort to give public comment, but only a few dozen were allowed to speak. Developers have filed plans for a 2,000-seat entertainment venue on the Strip. The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino submitted an application scheduled to go before the Paradise Town Advisory Board tomorrow, June 30th. The five-story venue is planned for the west side of the resort, featuring a karaoke bar on the second floor. According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the application is expected to be approved by the Paradise Town Advisory Board and the Clark County Commission within a month. Other plans include expanding the former Love Theater, which housed the Beatles' Love for nearly 18 years, from a 2,000-plus seat theater into a 5,000-seat arena. And the main Mirage Theater, which hosted Siegfried and Roy, is also slated for transformation, but nothing definitive has been announced. Hotel officials are planning to open the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino and the 660-foot Qatar Hotel Las Vegas in the second half of 2027. The 4th of July is this weekend, and officials are reminding the public to follow the rules regarding fireworks. In Clark County, products deemed, quote, safe and sane are the only legal consumer fireworks in many areas, and they're only permitted through July 4th. These are small, ground-based, non-explosive devices like sparklers, fountains, and ground-level spinners. Public officials are asking people to report illegal fireworks by calling the non-emergency phone number 311 in order to keep the emergency lines open for life-threatening situations. Gaming companies and casinos get bought and sold all the time. However, what happens when the two biggest operators in Nevada with 23 total properties on the Strip are the ones being bought? A couple of bombshells landed on the gaming industry in the past month. First, Caesars Entertainment said it would be bought by billionaire Tilman Fertitta for $17.6 billion, pending shareholder and regulatory approvals. Fertitta owns three Gold Nugget properties in Nevada. Then, People Incorporated made an $18 billion offer to buy MGM Resorts. People is a publishing company headed by businessman Barry Diller, and it's already MGM's largest stakeholder. MGM's board of directors, which includes Diller, is reviewing the deal. The two deals have distinctions between them. For one, the Caesars deal largely comprises debt, $11.9 billion, that the company has built up for nearly two decades. By comparison, the People deal for MGM would include $5.6 billion in debt. According to gaming reporter and Casino Life editor David McKee, highly leveraged company buyouts are risky in industries and economies that aren't booming. Quote, it's a huge wager that the Las Vegas economy is not only going to stay good, but it's going to improve because it has to in order for this deal to succeed, end quote. McKee added that, as such, these buyouts could be very bad for the industry, barring a notable economic rebound. Hear the full story from KNPR's Mike Prevent at knpr.org. In April of this year, a lawsuit was quietly filed in federal court. The 200-page complaint names various officials at state agencies and local governments. It claims they knowingly aided and abetted the physical or sexual assault of children who were in juvenile detention and correctional facilities in Nevada. The suit brought by John Doe lists 96 accounts of sexual assault of minors by correctional staff over the span of decades and paints a picture in vivid and excruciating detail. It also alleges that the abuse was, quote, not a matter of isolated misconduct, end quote, but rather, quote, systemic failure. Those allegations come just months after state inspectors published their own report. It questioned whether management at some facilities or even those who license them is adequately protecting the children in their care. The Nevada Independent's Tabitha Mueller broke the story about the lawsuit. She told State of Nevada that the victims are looking for some level of justice. Hear the full story by KNPR's Paul Boger at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.